Good morning. God bless you. Grace be with you. And may the peace of God be multiplied in your life. Let us go into the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Very familiar verse to those that have been around the faith for some time. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There are repeated verses in the Bible that ask us or command us to trust in the Lord. There are numerous verses in the Bible that exhort us to trust in the Lord, to put our trust in His name, to trust His word. Trusting can be a very difficult thing sometimes. People call it trust issues. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The Bible asks us to trust God with all of our heart, not part of it, not half of it, not "I'll tell God about this, but I won't tell God about that. I'll share this with God. I'll confess this, but I don't want to mention this over here." Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Tell God about everything that's going on. Don't hold nothing back. Don't hide anything. With all your heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't make decisions based on what your situation feels like. Don't make decisions based on what circumstances look like. If God gave you direction, then trust God. If God gave you direction and it looks like it's not happening and it feels like this isn't right, don't make a decision based on what your feelings are telling you or what your circumstance is telling you, but make a decision based on what God said, either in His word, either through the mouth of His servant, either you heard it in a message, but trust what God has communicated and don't make decisions based on your emotions or your feelings, especially if your heart is telling you things that are contrary to what you know God spoke to you. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. When God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and Moses was leading them out of Egypt, they came to a dead end. They were surrounded by mountains on both sides. In front of them was the Red Sea, and behind them was Pharaoh's army. Moses knew that he was leading the people of God out, but his situation, his circumstance looked like, hey, we are trapped, we're doomed, we don't have anywhere to go. The army of Pharaoh is right behind us. They are going to either slaughter us or capture us and take us back. A lot of the people murmured, "Wherefore hast thou taken us out here to die?" Something to that effect. "Why'd you bring us out here? Did you set me free for me to die right here? Did you let me go?" It seems like a tease almost. It seems like God is teasing the children of Israel. "Hey, you said you're going to deliver us and set us free and bring us into our own land, and now we're trapped right here." I imagine that their heart was beckoning them to, "Listen, we're trapped. There's nowhere to go. There's no possible way out of this. We're not going to climb the mountains on either side. How are we going to swim across the Red Sea? We've got cattle with us. We've got children with us. We've got our elderly with us. We've got substance with us. And there's no way across the water." I imagine that their heart their feelings, their emotions, started telling them, listen, if you surrender right now and just give back all the things that you took, maybe they won't be so hard. Maybe they'll let you come back into bondage, into the place that you're familiar with. Maybe they won't kill you. Or they're going to destroy you. Or you can just give up right now. You ain't going anywhere. They're going to catch you. Might as well sit down and die. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. What ended up happening was God delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh by way of a miracle. He miraculously had Moses part the Red Sea and they walked over on dry ground. Your impossible situation, what you've analyzed logically and with a sound mind in the natural, you've concluded there is no way out of this that I see, that I can logically conclude, that I can calculate. Well, where human ingenuity and understanding end, that is where the miracle power of God begins. If you find yourself in a place that you don't understand, your feelings are telling you to run from it, give up, lay down, die, go back into bondage, you are in a position to experience God's miraculous power working in you. This is why it is imperative that we learn to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not to lean on our own understanding. Because at one point or another, at least a portion of your heart is going to betray you and attack you and going to beg and plead with you to do the opposite of what God said. Let it not be so. May the Lord give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of His will, in the knowledge of His truth, and may you attain unto spiritual understanding that will help your heart to trust in the Lord. Grace be with you and peace.